Well, thank you all for coming in. I hope everybody had a restful, restful weekend. I appreciate everyone coming in. I have a few opening remarks about the close of this 2013 session of the Indiana General Assembly. We will take the balance of the hour for your questions on topics of interest. First, let me say, as the 2013 session of the General Assembly draws to a close, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the efforts of every member of the General Assembly who made this one of the most civil and bipartisan and substantive sessions of the Indiana General Assembly in recent memory. Throughout this session, I believe members of both parties kept the focus where it should be, and that was on jobs and schools. And legislation that was moved in this session took the priorities of the people of Indiana and then they made them the priorities of this General Assembly. Throughout the session, our administration has worked very closely with members of the General Assembly to put taxpayers first. And I believe we've done that. The budget that is headed for my desk holds the line on spending, funds our priorities, including increased funding for roads and schools, saves for the future, and still puts more money back in the pockets of hardworking Hoosiers. And that's good news for Indiana. The budget also includes the largest state tax cut in Indiana history. More than $600 million a year when it's fully implemented, with a combination of income tax relief, inheritance tax repeal, and other business tax reductions. I believe the General Assembly has passed the right tax relief at the right time that will improve Indiana's business climate, make Indiana more attractive for investment, and give Hoosiers more of the hard-earned dollars to save and invest and spend in ways that will promote jobs and economic growth in our state. This session of the General Assembly also worked with our administration to put kids first. And I'm grateful for the progress that we made on education in this session of the General Assembly. $190 million in new funding over the next 2 years for our traditional K through 12 schools. We've given parents more opportunities to send their children to the school that works best for them. We've enacted legislation, or will enact legislation, to reward high-performing schools and high-performing teachers with increased flexibility. We've also made a significant investment in successful dropout prevention programs that I'm very enthusiastic about working with schools around the state and to implement. We've also created pathways to give college students opportunities for more funding and make college more affordable by promoting on-time completion. Again, that's all good news for Indiana, and it's good news for Hoosier families and Hoosier kids. It also, in the area of education, we came together across party lines to unanimously adopt a series of legislation that I've already signed into law that will set Indiana on the pathway to making career and vocational education a priority in every high school in the state. I believe this is the right to do for our kids, but I also believe that Indiana can be a national leader in making our schools work for all of our kids, regardless of where they want to start in life after high school. A few other items on each of those things I'll touch on, but let me close by simply, I want to commend the legislative leaders of both political parties for this session of the Indiana General Assembly. As I said, I believe it was one of the most civil, bipartisan, and substantive sessions of the Indiana General Assembly in recent memory. And both parties, and the leaders of both parties, are to be commended for that. But I especially want to express my appreciation for Senate President Pro Tem Dave Long and Speaker of the House Brian Bosman for guiding this session with steady leadership, for engaging our administration from day one in a productive dialogue that I think is resulting in good news for Hoosiers. I believe the actions of this session of the Indiana General Assembly, have made our state stronger, and have laid a foundation for renewed prosperity and educational excellence in Indiana. A couple of high points, and then we'll get straight to your questions. The reason I say this is good news for Indiana, good news for Hoosiers, is the following. It's an honestly balanced budget. We show surpluses in excess of $100 million each of the 2 years, fiscal 14 and fiscal 15. As I mentioned, education funding, traditional education funding increases $190 million, $125 in the first, $65 in the second year. The investment in infrastructure is also significant. A 40% increase in local funding for roads will strengthen our community, strengthen our infrastructure, and contribute to economic growth. All of the state of Indiana. $100 million additional for local governments, $210 million overall, with $110 million going to the state and $100 million going to the local communities. We also hold the line on spending. From where we sit in our initial review of this budget, average annual growth in the biennium is right at 2.5%. Which is below inflation, and we'll be working diligently in the months ahead to ensure that is in fact where we land. We paid down debt, we paid off two state office buildings for $128 million, and I look forward to burning mortgages on those buildings. As I mentioned, we also offer the right tax relief at the right time, and this budget ends with fiscal year 14 reserves and fiscal year 15 reserves in the range of $2 billion. In sum total, I think an honestly balanced budget that funds our priorities, provides tax relief for Hoosiers, and protects our state in the long term with strong and healthy reserves is good news for Indiana. For families and students, a couple of other elements that I want to highlight. I mentioned the career and technical opportunities that we've set in motion in existing legislation. We also included into this budget and in this session performance funding as a model for K-12 education, $30 million in performance funding award for fiscal year 15, expanded school choice for parents and students, and some $4 million for pre-K programs in the state of Indiana. $2 million per year that will go into community foundations. And this is a measure that we welcome as it will provide additional resources to local community foundations to support existing pre-K programs and the development of pre-K programs for our vulnerable communities in the state. I'm also grateful we've seen legislation move that will improve school safety and improve the safety and well-being of our children. $35 million in additional funding, reflecting the result of some careful study about the needs of the Department of Child Services, is welcome, and we're grateful for it. Other elements I can expand on as we go forward, but lastly, I am grateful for the largest state tax cut in Indiana's history. Reducing the individual income tax by 5%, over two biennium when fully implemented will leave some nearly $300 million in the Indiana economy. The elimination of the inheritance tax, the reduction of the financial institutions tax, when combined with increased funding for job training, $44 million over the biennium, a freeze on new regulations, and $25 million for the creation and commencement of the Indiana Applied Research Enterprise. Which will create a framework for attracting investment in life sciences into the Hoosier State, I think is a prescription for jobs and economic growth. We said at the outset, I said before the Indiana General Assembly, we're going to make job creation job one. And I believe that by passing an honestly balanced budget that funds our priorities, including roads and schools, that includes the kind of tax relief and strategic investments that will promote job creation, that we've done just that. And as I said, I think this session of the Indiana General Assembly is good news for Hoosiers, it's good news for Indiana, and we look very much forward to rolling our sleeves up and going to work to take these new tools that we have the renewed fiscal strength of our state, and going and telling Indiana's story far and wide. With that, I'm open to questions.
Go, Brad.